Hello, hey there, and welcome to the Witch's Weather Report, your weekly energetic vibe check. I'm your host, Chelsea Mancini, writer, tarot reader, Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Rising, and Sagittarius Moon, bringing you all of the cosmic alien vibes. We're here to talk about the moon, to talk about the sky, what's going on with the planets up above, and how is it affecting us down here below. But most importantly, we're here for your weekly tarot reading. We're going to consult the tarot, let it encourage us, let it drag us, let it talk to us like a mirror and tell it as it is so that we can live our most aligned, authentic, and joyful life. Let's do it. All right, my friends. Happy Tarot Tuesday. It's May 14th. It is still Taurus season. We are winding down Taurus season. And we got about, a week left? I don't know. The cozy spring vibes. I just really feel that the cozy spring vibes have been cozy spring vibing. Welcome. So on this Tarot Tuesday, we have the sun in Taurus. We have the moon in Leo. And I really want to start there. Because I'm excited to deliver this message today. I feel like it's one that we're all needing, of course, because that is why it is here. I haven't done my personal check-in yet with what's happening astrologically. Where is the external energy? I'm just kind of diving right into recording this today. And just seeing what message is coming through. And it is one I'm excited to deliver, but first I want to check in with this Leo moon. So last week we were here, we had the Queen of Wands, we had Sky Daddy, we were talking authenticity and just radically stepping into the warm sunshine that is our own personal truth and honesty, I guess. And so moon in Leo. The moon is in Leo on a Tuesday. And I just want to say, let us remember with a Leo moon, it comes to remind us main character energy. Okay. Main character energy, no bullshit accepted. All right. We are here to shine bright, not burn out. And we are here to live in our authenticity, just like last week. So on that note, let's talk about this week. Let's talk about this week's vibe check because we are needing our vibe to be checked. So if you're new here, welcome. Welcome to the Witch's Weather Report. This is your weekly energetic vibe check where we do a tarot reading to drop in, see what the universe has got to say to us, for us. You know, let it get in our face a little bit. That's kind of the purpose, okay? It's like the tough love that we don't always want, but that we definitely need. That's what you get here. And sometimes it's not tough. Sometimes it is a warm, gentle hug, but sometimes it is a little slap on the wrist and what the fuck are we doing? Let's redirect. So here we are. We are pulling an affirmation, a tarot card, and an oracle card. That's what we do here. Still using the Rider-Waite Tarot and visions in the liminal space. And we are pulling one of my favorite affirmations. It's a longer one. So let's take a nice deep breath and maybe have a sip of water. Okay. We're pulling. I am a creator. I am a creator. Everything around me began as a thought. My clothes, my home, and even the roads I drive on were once just thoughts. When I take the time to contemplate my surroundings, I grasp all of the thoughts that took place to create the world. Likewise, my thoughts have created things. My thoughts create my actions and thereby create my life as I know it. Therefore, I strive to think about my desires optimistically. I am a creator. So there's that reminder for us, okay? We are the creators of the life that we are in, okay? And I know that we exist within structures and systems within which much is out of our control. I understand. And also, that is just a truth that we need to accept. Or, you know, I mean, with degree, you know, still go, you know, protest, revolt, do all that great stuff, okay? And also, here is where we are. Point A, okay? And we need to move from the reality that is this point A, okay? So we are a creator. You are a creator. And maybe it's a tough pill to swallow, or maybe it's a refreshing drink of water. Like, could be either, to know that whatever you see around you is the direct result of your thoughts and actions, okay? You created this life that you're in. And I want to remind us of that. If you don't like that, sorry, not sorry. I don't know, like, I feel harsh saying that, but the sooner that you arrive to the truth that you have created your circumstances, the sooner we can get on to what's next and creating maybe more favorable circumstances or more of what we've already created, right? Like, I want it to be a refreshing drink of water, okay? So, I've been thinking about this idea lately that, where are my words? Here's the message that I am here to deliver in general, broad speaking, and then we'll get into today's specific message of this week's reading. Exercise, nutrition, meditation, breath work, all of those things are really great tools. Tarot readings is it's a tool. Astrology, a tool. All of these things that I like to use and use to convey my thoughts, my emotions, whatever. Those are all tools, okay? And it's helpful to have tools. It's very, very helpful for a magician to have their wand and their potions and et cetera, right? And we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we pulled the magician. And also, tools are just tools. They are not the be-all, end-all. Good tools can make your work a whole lot easier, right? But you still have to be the one who knows how to use the tools, okay? So when we talk about this idea of alignment, this idea of manifestation, okay, in the more spiritual sense, in the more practical sense, what a lot of us are after is more ease, a bigger sense of freedom, freedom when it comes to our time, freedom when it comes to our energy, okay? And so while these tools, again, can be very helpful, if we are not doing whatever inner work we need to be doing, then the tools are just tools, right? Like, you can sit down or you can go to a yoga class and, you know, go through the motions of doing the poses, but if you're still in that class comparing yourself to everyone else or, you know, guilting yourself because, well, in this hour I could have been accomplishing XYZ, then we're not there yet, right? Like, we're not really at that place where we are aligned, right? What I mean when I talk about alignment, spiritual and emotional health and well-being, even physical health and well-being, it's not about doing the things. It's about being in the energy, in the vibration, in the space of stepping back into your personal power, your agency, and being able to make choices from a place of intention, okay? And I talked, to give a real good example of this, I used to talk about this with my nutrition clients all the time. My lens when it came to nutrition coaching was never, here's what you can eat and here's what you can't eat, okay? It's not a black and white set of rules. You are a whole ass adult, okay? And you can make whatever fucking choices you want. Newsflash, like, you can go eat chocolate cake for dinner every day. You absolutely can. That's one of the cool things about being an adult, right? But we want to live from a place where we are making the decisions that that really feel most beneficial to us. And sometimes, to be clear, that is eating chocolate cake for dinner, right? Sometimes it is better to feed our soul, to feed our emotions, to feed our, you know, our being, rather than feeding our body, right? But then sometimes we need to also eat healthy, nutrient-dense, nutritious food to support our body, right? So it's not either or, it's not one or the other, all or nothing. And that is what is so hard about this human life, is that there is so much gray. And it is up to us to become the person who knows how to exist in the gray and make decisions, again, that are intentional, that serve the bigger vision of our life that we were talking about last week, and that sometimes nourish our body, sometimes nourish our soul, sometimes nourish others, sometimes nourish ourselves, all right? That is what we are here to do. And I get on my soapbox about that to deliver to you today this reading where we are a creator. I am a creator, okay? You are the one creating your life. And I'm sorry, but it's not the government. It's not your partner. It's not your parents. Okay, they might be providing obstacles and challenges and conditioning that we need to break through, but it is your responsibility to do that, all right? So you are the creator of your life. Okay, am I done preaching that? I hope so. So what we're pulling today, I'm feeling really passionate about this today. What we're pulling is the Page of Cups reversed and parasitism, all right? And so this is why I'm on my soapbox about this, because clearly there are some energy leaks. I love the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups is the artistic dreamer of the tarot. They want to flow and create and be arty and just like see where the waters take them. They want to share that art and that love. They are this boundaryless Piscean energy, all right? But without protocol, without proper boundaries, we have spills, right? We have leaks, and we're seeing that happen with parasitism, all right? So when I look at the big picture of this reading, I am a creator, a reversed Page of Cups, and parasitism. I think a few things. There can, with this Page of Cups energy, be a bit of a victim-y mentality that we are allowing ourselves to stand in. This idea that like, well, like it's not my fault. I can't do XYZ because of that. And we are putting blame outside of ourselves. We are not working or moving from a place of personal power, and we are giving away our power and our energy. And I don't want that for us, my friends. I do not want that for us. That is not the vibe. That is not the cosmic assignment, right? We are here to be in this light, aligned Page of Cups energy that is dreamy and creative. I am a creator. So this week, what is the cosmic assignment? It seems like it's perhaps firming up boundaries. It seems like it is perhaps searching out and finding these parasites, these places where it is not a mutually beneficial relationship. All right, we need to look at how we're relating to, I don't know what. It could be a partnership. It could be a person, a friendship, a family member. It could be a work project or relationship. It could be the job in general. I don't know. Okay, this is what it is your assignment to figure out, but there is something that is leaking our energy, some relationship that is not mutually beneficial, and it is allowing us to slip into this victim-y mentality where we're not creating from a place of love and dreaminess and connectedness. We're creating perhaps from a place of like clinginess almost, like, oh, if I don't get this, I need to do this in order to keep this in my life. And it's like, I get the image of like the like a, we're panicky. It feels panicky. We're creating from a place of panic. Like, oh, I need to keep swimming, and I need to get this done, and I need to get that done, or else everything around me is going to fall apart and everyone's going to hate me, or blah, 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 blah. Okay. And again, that ain't it. That is not the vibe. And so I started this by reminding us we've got a Leo moon going on right now. Moon is in Leo yesterday, today, and part of tomorrow, right? So it is giving us a little bit of a main character energy boost so that we can firm up these boundaries, find these parasitic leaks, and cut them off, all right? And it starts by remembering that you are the creator, all right? You are the one. Radical acceptance is step one of my four steps on the road to personal revolution, okay? If you need some help brushing up on this, please, please, please go find my course, What the Fuck? A Roadmap for Personal Revolution, where we talk about all of this, okay? Because here's what happens. We can go to the yoga. We can come here and listen to the tarot reading. But if we don't know what we want, where we're going, then we hear these messages and we aren't using them in the way that is going to be most aligned with getting us to where we want to go, okay? So this week's reading is here to give you, like, I'm picturing like a little slap slap, like across your face, one way and then the other way. Hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. The tools are great, all right? And I know I'm offering you another tool in the form of my course, and that's the tool that is going to help you kind of dig down into the hole that is you and who you are and what you want, so that you can use these more surface level tools to actually benefit your game, to actually wield them with the magic and the personal power that you are wanting, so that you can get to that time freedom, get to that sense of peace, get to that relationship that is loving and beautiful, okay? So if we want these external things, we need to start with the internal work. Radical acceptance is step one, followed by radical forgiveness, radical responsibility, and radical authenticity. So we started with authenticity last week, step four, and we need to like take a step back this week to step one, all right? So that's the course. If you want like a free intro, please go take my free webinar, How to Go from Breakdown to Breakthrough, that talks about this as well. And that is more than helpful to hopefully kind of just get our mindset in the right place, okay? Because again, I am a creator. We are the Page of Cups. We are this beautiful artsy magician, all right? But we need to find those energy leaks, and it does no good surrounding ourselves with all of these tools if we don't even know what we're building, okay? Okay, great. It's been a while since I had a reading where I was like, I knew, just trying to like beat it into you guys. So hopefully, and me, and myself included, by the way, I am not excluded from this. So I love you. Thank you for being here. Happy Tuesday. And let's go do it, okay? Let's go whip ourselves into shape. Yes, universe, we hear you, okay? Thank you. And I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Witch's Weather Report, my friend. Thank you for being here. It really, truly means the world. If you enjoyed this episode, send it to a friend who needs their vibe checked. And be sure to follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss an episode. And if you really, really, really want to cash in on some cosmic karma, leave a review about how much you loved it and let the good karma come your way. You can make sure to find me over on Instagram at Chelsea K. Mancini and hop on the email list for more writings and musings. And of course, check out my free resources that I have available. And if you're feeling ready to make some big shifts and make some big changes, go ahead and enroll in my course, What the Fuck? A Roadmap for Personal Revolution. Love ya, and we'll see you next week.